Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, was at war with Israel. After conferring with his commanding officers, he said,
I will set up my camp in such and such a place.
Then Elisha, the man of God, sent word to the king of Israel saying, Beware of passing that place because the Syrians are going down there. So Joram, the king of Israel, checked on that place indicated by the man of God. Time and time again, Elisha warned the king so that he was on his guard in such places. This enraged the king of Syria, and he summoned his officers and demanded of them,
Will you not tell me which of us is on the side of the king of Israel?
None of us, my lord the king, said one of his officers. But Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, he tells the king of Israel the very words you speak in your bedroom. The king ordered,
Go and find out where he is, so that I may send men and capture him.
The report came back,
He is in Dothan.
And then he sent horses and chariots, a strong force there, and they went by night and surrounded the city. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. He said, Oh no, my lord! What are we going to do? The prophet answered, Do not be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed, Yahweh, open his eyes that he may see. Then Yahweh opened the servant's eyes, and he looked, and he saw the hills were full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And as the enemy came down towards him, Elisha prayed, Strike this army with blindness. So Yahweh struck them with blindness, as Elisha had asked. Elisha told them, Oh, this is not the road, and this isn't the city. Follow me, I will lead you to the man you're looking for. And he led them to Samaria. And after they had entered the city, Elisha prayed, Yahweh, open the eyes of these men so that they may see. Then Yahweh opened their eyes, and they looked, and there they were, inside Samaria. When Joram, the king of Israel, saw them, he said, Shall I kill them, my father? Shall I kill them? Elisha answered, Do not kill them. Have you captured them with your own sword and bow that you may strike them down? Provide food and water before them so that they may eat and drink and then go back to their master. So he provided a feast for them. And after they had finished eating and drinking, he sent them away and they returned to their master. And so the bands from Syria stopped raiding Israel's territory.